This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on plans for the GOP convention later this month. President Trump has just said that he will probably hold his nomination speech for his 2020 re-election bid from the White House.
And we're thinking about doing it from the White House because there's no movement. It's easy, and I think it's a beautiful setting.
The president saying there on Fox and Friends that the first night of the program will be held from Charlotte, North Carolina, and the media will be allowed to attend, which had earlier been up in the air. Trump administration officials and Democratic leaders say they could have a deal on a new coronavirus relief package by the end of this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin, as well as other White House officials like Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, all expressing confidence after a meeting that they said was successful on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The storm that was hurricane and then tropical storm Isa Ias is now a post-tropical cyclone. It did kill at least 6 people in the United States and also knocked out power to more than 3 million homes and businesses. Legendary newspaper columnist and writer Pete Hamill has died. Hamill worked for 3 New York City tabloids over the last 40 years, serving as editor for the Daily News and the New York Post. He said in an interview with CBS News a couple of years ago that New York City papers brought New Yorkers together back in the day.
You were trying to help the new arrivals to understand the city and the older people to understand the new arrivals.
Pete Hamill was 84. A big upset last night in Missouri's Democratic primary in the 1st Congressional District, where first-time candidate Cori Bush defeated 10-term Congressman William Lacey Clay. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
UConn will not be playing its 2020 football season this year. The Huskies announcing this morning that they will not compete this year after getting guidance from state and public health officials and after consultations with students. UConn Athletic Director David Benedict saying the safety challenges of COVID-19 have left an unacceptable level of risk to the school's student athletes and everyone else involved with the sport. Mortgage applications slipping last week, despite another record low for interest rates. Overall application volume fell 5.1%, but it's still much higher than it was a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is down 6 basis points to 3.14%. And a Florida voter is defending his actions that drew the anger of NASA officials. Chris Tipton was one of many voters who swarmed around the Crew Dragon capsule right after its splash landed off Pensacola last Sunday. He says everyone was just excited to witness history, and they didn't mean to encroach or do anything that might have proven dangerous. He admits they should have been a little more careful, but he says they were, frankly, just a little overexcited. NASA officials say they put a lot of lives at risk. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, make sure you check out BillMartinezLive.com. You can read my latest commentary from that's listed at ReactionaryTimes.com. Also, catch the latest video, YouTube video, at Bill Martinez Live with Jonathan Kahn. If you missed it, spent an entire hour with him. I think it nets out to a little over 40 minutes of actual time, because an hour is what we spent in radio time, which involves some commercials, all about his up-and-coming book that's going to be released on September the 1st, titled The Harbinger 2. It was something that he teased us about back in March of this year, that it was coming. And I'm telling you, when you read the book, even when you hear his discussion about this upcoming book, get ready. It's going to blow your mind. It is amazing what he lays out in same form and fashion as he did with The Harbinger, as he did with The Oracle, and his other books. He is consistently, as I say, chicken-skinned us because of the revelation and the immutability of Almighty God, how consistent he is in giving us warnings, and the warnings are for judgment. And we need to be aware of that. With us right now is the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and from Israel right now, I believe, is David Rubin. David, how are you, my friend?
I'm fine. Good to be with you, Bill.
Always good to catch up. And we had another topic in mind, and then we have this Beirut explosion. So I want to bring our audience up to date as to what's going on, because it is really it's interesting when you start looking at the chess pieces and how they're moving there in northern Israel in particular. We have the military being moved on the northern border. We have this explosion in Beirut, and there's supposedly some sort of, fireworks factory. And, we realize there's much more to it than this. I mean, they're only telling us what they think that we need to know instead of the whole truth and nothing but.
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure. And, I think you need to look at the geopolitical situation and strategic situation to understand that Hezbollah basically controls Lebanon, the Hezbollah terrorist population, and they're always looking for new places to discreetly hide their weapons and their bomb-making operations, which they hope to use against Israel. Mm-hmm. So I could tell you that we don't have any concrete evidence yet, but if you look at the circumstantial evidence, it seems pretty clear that Hezbollah is behind this. that it was their factory masquerading as a fireworks factory, mm-hmm. and that their purpose is to create bombs and or weapons to be used against Israel.
Mm-hmm. Well, in 2018, the IDF made public their concerns about this site, did they not?
Well, I'm not sure about this specific site, but the
They released surveillance imagery of that specific site with detailed analysis, just the way the IDF always does things. I mean, this is what we love about the IDF. It's not, theoretical. It's not conspiratorial. It does not come with a tinfoil hat. They are very specific, and they've got plenty of backup because that is the nature of the IDF.
Oh, certainly. But look, very often when things are exposed, they are... they're shifted, changes are made. The Hezbollah is a very astute organization. They're aware of a lot of the Israeli intelligence that comes out, and they try to make adjustments. They try to change the sites of their operations. Mm-hmm. In this case, they apparently didn't.
Yeah, and here it is. I mean, we're talking a facility that is it's next to a civilian neighborhood. I mean,
certainly.
It's no wonder that you had the damage and the injuries that occurred there.
Yes, but that's not their concern. Mm-hmm. Their concern is to find a good hiding place,
yes.
where nobody will bother it. So they're never concerned. Very often they have weapons stored under hospitals, under educational institutions. This is how Hezbollah operates. This is how Hamas operates. All of the Muslim terrorist organizations operate in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that that if Israel attacks a hospital or Israel attacks a civilian factory, then they can make public claims that Israel is attacking civilians.
Exactly.
That Israel is committing war crimes. This is how they work,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very cynical game, but the world has gladly piled on board and played that same game.
Well, David, what do you make of the eyewitness reports? We played one this morning of a professor saying he thought he heard some kind of noise, wasn't sure if it was a missile or a plane, that had impacted the structure before the explosion.
I know nothing of anything of that kind. It could be that we've seen many situations where these terrorist organizations have what they call a work accident,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to experiment with various bombs or various materials, explosive materials, and something happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good chance that something like that happened in this case. Israel usually wouldn't offer assistance or quickly deny any involvement in something like that. Usually we would just reserve comment if we weren't directly involved.
Right, exactly. And, of course, this is when you get into the tinfoil hat area, because there's a lot of, on the Internet, there's lots of theories flying around. Going back to our old axiom, David, that in the absence of fact, theory reigns. And there's lots of theories, because as you see the puzzle pieces and you wonder, you go, okay, what's going on there at the border that you would have the, reinforcement of military and the northern border of Israel? Of course, it's always been a concern, right?
Oh, it has been for a long time. And Bill, you and I have spoken about that in the past,
mm-hmm.
About all of the missiles that Hezbollah has stored up there well over 100,000 missiles being pointed at Israel as we speak. That hasn't mm-hmm. changed in the past few years, and that's because there has not been a direct armed conflict.
Right.
And, right now we're in the coronavirus crisis, and I don't think that there will be a major armed conflict at this time, because everyone is looking internal, and that includes people in Lebanon. But I am sure that things are going to blow up No pun intended.
Exactly.
I'm sure that things are going to blow up in the near future.
What's the possibility of a preemptive strike, you know, on that building? Because the IDF, as I made mention in their reports, which was, you know, really a detailed analysis of the perniciousness of this factory.
Well, the factory is already blown up, so I don't know what would be the point of a preemptive strike.
No. I'm saying that it was a preemptive strike on this factory. We'll go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from the former mayor of Shallow Israel.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment.
at Hasmid. Which is a very important start to our U.S. Constitution that says, we the people. Well, we're talking with the author of Trump and the Jews. He is the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. And David Rubin, the founder and president of Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. And an incredible story, which you've heard us talk about before. His son is doing quite well. Everybody recovered from that terrorist attack. Your son was, what, 3 years old at the time when you were attacked, David?
Right? That's true.
Yeah, about 3 years old. That's just
three
amazing.
Years old. Yeah. I was shot in the leg. He was shot in the head. And thank God we both survived.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Those terrorists who were shooting from the side of the road with AK-47 assault rifles were trying to not just kill both of us, but to intimidate Israeli civilians in general, because there have been thousands of Israeli civilians who have suffered from such attacks.
Right.
And,
well,
Bill, as you know, I'm always thankful that out of that attack, I was able to create the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund for the purpose of healing the trauma of the terror victim children.
I mean, we're talking lots of children here. We're not talking just your son. I mean, Israel lives with this threat and experienced terrorist activity, whether it's a knife intifada, car intifada, whatever they can do from time to time to take out Jews. They find a way. And meanwhile, their families, there are real lives that suffer as a result. Right, David?
That's right. We're talking many thousands of children, tens of thousands of children who have been traumatized for life, and some who have been killed and or wounded themselves in terror attacks, and some who've lost family members, neighbors, teachers, or friends. So it's something that is terrible, and it's tragic, and it's really scandalous that much of the world is busy defending these Palestinian terrorists who are committing these crimes.
Well, maybe America can learn something with what's happening in the streets of America. I mean, nothing short, excuse me, of terrorist activity. These terrorists are trying to reform behavior. They want you to conform, and they're going to intimidate you, rob you of your liberties and your peace in order to, terrorize your own country, your own streets of America, whether it's America or whether it's there in Israel with what Palestinians have been doing. You know, as you report, there's some similarities, and there's a lot to be drawn in comparison between the Portland protesters and Palestinian terrorists.
Well, there are tons of similarities. The tactics, for one, obviously, we're talking about two different countries, Israel and the United States, and we're talking about two different cultures. But what we are talking about also is the same tactics. The same tactics are used by the domestic terrorists in the United States and the domestic terrorists here. They operate under the guise of peaceful protests. But they use all the strategies of war. It's basically low-level armed insurrection at times. And what you see happening in Israel, what we see, have seen happen in Israel for about 30 years, is the use of Molotov cocktails to attack cars and blow up the cars and cause serious fires to maim individuals, if not kill them. They use rocks. Rocks which have killed babies by hitting them in the head. A 5-month-old baby lived right down the street from me. Was killed in a terrorist attack where a rock was thrown in his parents' car. The baby was sitting in the car seat in the back, and he got hit in the head. He died 1 week later. Then of course there are the knives and the car bombings and all of these strategies that people in America are suddenly discovering. In the streets of Manhattan, there were There were piles of bricks on the street corners.
Exactly.
And, normally, there are no piles of bricks on street corners in Manhattan. I could tell you that as a former New Yorker. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been living in Israel for almost 30 years, but I can tell you that there are no piles of bricks on the streets of Manhattan, on street corners. Mm-hmm. But there were piles of bricks on that day when they decided to do all of their looting, and they decided to be attacking the cops on the streets with bricks. Mm-hmm. So I think that Americans are good, well-intentioned, well-meaning people, but it's time to stop being a naive people, to wake up to the reality that is going on in front of your eyes, where there is low-level armed insurrection. Very often guns are not used, but there are all these other weapons which are used just as they have been used in Israel.
Exactly. David, when speaking of Israel and your understanding and appreciation for God's hand over Israel and God's warnings, do you see what's happening in the United States as a warning from God?
Well, clearly there is a message to people to wake up. And, you know, when people become sort of relaxed and you know, all that they're interested in is watching Hollywood movies and going to sports events, and you know, those are all nice things. I have nothing against that, but when they become apathetic and they don't take an active involvement and they don't go out to vote, then that is a serious concern. And I, as a religious person, I believe that God does send out messages to us and does send out warnings. It's up to us to see His hand in everything that's happening, mm-hmm. and to understand what He wants us to do. I mean, there's an election coming up in America, and you know, I think this is the most faithful election in probably in American history, and I think that. You know, if Joe Biden wins, I think that there are going to be some serious problems in America, and riots and armed insurrection will only be the beginning of it and the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
And Biden will not know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm. It is scary that you have a candidate that clearly is mentally deficient. And I say that with all due respect. Here's somebody who served the country for 40, 50 years, former vice president of the United States. This is a disaster. He's being held up by the puppeteers of the Democratic Party. They're so desperate for power that this has been their default. Of all the people that they had, the candidates, you know, that were spread out from stages to stages as candidates for president of the United States, they end up with Joe Biden, who's having a hard time completing a sentence and understanding where in the heck he is and what year he's in. It's really sad. I mean, to look upon a fellow human being, forget whether or not he's a Democrat or Republican, is a fellow human being who is losing.
Bill, I don't want to exaggerate, and I certainly do have compassion. But you know, I have a 95-year-old mother. May she live many more good years in good health, who occasionally forgets things. And, you know, certainly more than I do. But she is not running for president.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the bottom line. You know, Biden should not be running for president. We all feel for him, but he should not be a candidate for president. Anyone who votes for him is crazy.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, it's clear what the Democrats want to do. It was clear even during the Kavanaugh hearings what the Democrats wanted, and Lindsey Graham called it out for their lust for power. And if they are to control most of this government right now, America is in major, major trouble without a doubt. Forget about our U.S. Constitution. It's all on the line right now. But, hey, look, we also need to consider that God could be judging us. Thank you, David Rubin. Appreciate it.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on plans for the GOP convention later this month. President Trump has just said that he will probably hold his nomination speech for his 2020 re-election bid from the White House.
And we're thinking about doing it from the White House because there's no movement. It's easy, and I think it's a beautiful setting.
The president saying there on Fox and Friends that the first night of the program will be held from Charlotte, North Carolina, and the media will be allowed to attend, which had earlier been up in the air. Trump administration officials and Democratic leaders say they could have a deal on a new coronavirus relief package by the end of this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin, as well as other White House officials like Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, all expressing confidence after a meeting that they said was successful on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, maybe we just haven't seen it yet, as Danny Gokey sings. Look, just because we haven't seen it doesn't mean that it's not in the works. Do you understand what I'm saying here? This is, we were talking with David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. They say Shiloh, Israel. Shiloh is the proper, Israeli, expression of the term. By the time it gets here to America, it becomes Shiloh, and we sound like, Neil Diamond or something singing a song, if you know what I'm talking about. But, David is such a blessing, and I so appreciate him, reporting, directly from Israel so he get a better idea as to what's going on with that explosion in Beirut. And the kind of pressure that, Israel has been under. I mean, they've been still getting, bombs and rockets coming in, from their northern border with, thank you very much, Hezbollah, and those antithetical forces that have made it real clear that they want Israel to be no longer. That is their idea of a negotiation. I believe that God has a specific foreign policy for Israel. They are a covenant nation, just like America. But just like America, or as Israel in the past, even though there was a covenant, I mean, there was a clear promise and there was a clear, you know, line in the sand that God had set before Israel historically and saying, like, if you do well, if you do right, it will go well for you. And here's all the benefits of following God's order and God's commandments. And the other nation that God covenanted with is America. And there are specific behaviors and specific promises for this country. You know, as you've heard me say this week, I just have been, again, so motivated to recall what, you know, Ronald Reagan had to say at the Ecumenical Prayer Breakfast in Dallas, Texas. He says, if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. I mean, these are the forces, and they are, you know, they have increased in number. I mean, we're not talking a small minority of people that just, they don't want God in their lives. Because if you don't have God in your life, there's no truth. You can do as you darn well please. You know, so what if you abort your children? So what, you know, if morality is gone under? But what we're doing, see, how we're impacting the future generations is something that the heart of God is very concerned about. Is that it's not just about us. It's about our legacy. And is that legacy going to reflect righteousness and holiness and that which is good and noble and all those good things? Or is it just going to reflect an immoral, debased country of people that serve very little good? And just as God blessed Israel, the blessing was that it would be paid forward. That it would naturally go forward. God says, and he told Abraham, he says, I'm going to bless you so that you would bless others. And those who cursed you will be cursed. And that similar covenant was made with the pilgrims, between God and the pilgrims and America. And that's what we've been living off of. We've been living off of that foundation. But we've allowed the foundation to erode to such a degree that we've taken God out of our schools. We've taken God out of our politics, you know, out of our entertainment fields. I mean, just go right on down the line. We have said, God, that's okay. We don't need you. We'll take it from here. Really? Wow. How arrogant we are to think that, you know, it's under our control. It's a disaster. And here we are right now. You know, as Jonathan Cahn said, look at the initial judgment call happened in 2001. Kind of amazing you think about that. 9/11, 2001. And people didn't see it as a judgment. A lot of people just said, oh, okay, well, America had dropped its guard. But there were too many things that happened when you break it down and you really understand if you have eyes to see. And this is what Jonathan Cahn did for us in The Harbinger. He helped open our eyes and help us understand that what happened on 9/11 wasn't just some consequence. That 9/11 happened as a result of America's spiritual walls being broken down. We didn't even realize it. We just, you know, we got used to seeing, you know, things as they were and all being casual about our honor of God and our lack of honor of God. The values that God holds so dear, like our families and our children, our legacy, how we treat one another, how the poor are treated. And, you know, we're just all so casual about it because we all have excuses. You know, we're all too busy. You know, we don't have to go to church. You know, we don't have to read the Bible. We don't, you know, all this stuff. You know, you're right. You know, we don't have to. We don't have to do those things. Because we are free will agents. We don't have to, but we need to. That's the difference. But if you don't see the need, then you have the America that we have today, where we're undergoing the shaking that we underwent and experienced in 2001. And in much the same pattern as Jonathan brought out, if you get a chance, go to the YouTube channel and check out Bill Martinez Live and the interview that is there on our YouTube channel of Jonathan Cahn's you know, description of his new book, Harbinger 2. But we talk about Harbinger 1, we talk about the Oracle, talk about all these things of God and what happened and the patterns of what happened in America in 2001 after 9/11, how consistent it was with Isaiah 9. uncanny. The very same attitude and defiance that Israel expressed at the warnings of God. They didn't see it as that. They just said, hey, we got attacked because our guard was down. Sounds like what we said in America. You know, some people weren't just minding their business. No, we were very vulnerable because we were very vulnerable spiritually. And the walls of protection and God's hand of protection was lifted. And we were allowed to be attacked. In the same way in Israel, 19 years later, after that first attack, then because they didn't respond, they didn't think of it in any spiritual consequence and relationship with God. They're a covenant nation like America. They just kind of ignored the warnings and went on business as usual. So then 19 years later, again, they're judged even more seriously, and they end up going into captivity after that. God gave them time, sent them watchmen, sent them prophets to warn them that this was coming. And America's been, you know, been told the same thing. There are prophets, you know, walking in America today that are sounding the alarm. Watchmen on the wall, as we say, like Jonathan Kahn, that are, they're blowing the horn. You know, they're, the shofar is being sounded as a warning. And guess what? Just like the 19 years after the first shaking and judgment that was laid upon Israel, but yet they defiantly didn't even acknowledge that there was any problem with their relationship with God, that it had anything to do, that maybe the reason they were so vulnerable was the hand of God had been lifted. And that God said, okay, naked you want to be, naked you shall be. And he lifted his hand of protection, and they got attacked. And so here it is. The very hand of God's protection was lifted, I believe, in 2001 at 9/11, but many people still to this day did not see it. And if you do any study, cross-study of Isaiah 9:10, you will see what was said in our, you know, 2001 state houses from our leadership, the defiance that took place almost word for word of what was expressed in Isaiah 9:10. It's uncanny. So as I say, and as Jonathan shared with us, 19 years later for Israel, they were finally judged, went into captivity. So go 19 years from 2001, we have another shaking going on, and here we are. This judgment is coming upon us 19 years later in 2020. What's happening with COVID? The armies that are surrounding us, the aggressiveness of North Korea and China. What's going on in the Middle East? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a choice to make, and it's one not so much for ourselves, but for our kids and our grandkids. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Novel ideas, huh? Wouldn't you want your kids to hold on to values and service and the American way of life, these values that have been handed down through decades and through generations? This is what we're fighting for. And fortunately, a majority of Americans still understand that today, and I'm grateful for it. But now more than ever, you can no longer remain the silent majority, because what's happening is Antifa, the militant side of Black Lives Matter, all this chaos that's happening in the street of Americans. Sadly, some people are thinking that's the order of the day. And somehow that makes sense in a 21st century America, which you know in your heart of hearts it doesn't. But all it takes is good people not to say anything to allow this to be overwhelming us right now. We've got Vince Ellison joining us. He is the author of The Iron Triangle. If you have not read this book, you need to read it. He's done such a stellar job on this book, Inside the Liberal Democratic Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in their quest for power, and how we can defeat them. Vince, always good to have you with us. Welcome back. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. You know, I'm sitting here in the greatest country in the world, and people try to make me feel oppressed.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work. I'm not oppressed. I'm a child of God. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. So,
yeah.
I feel so sorry for them as they walk around here with this anger and this vitriol. Not knowing the peace of Jesus Christ, not knowing the peace of God, angry, burning buildings, looting. It's really a sad, sad situation, but they're not going to defeat us. We have already won. Mm-hmm. That's what I want your listeners to understand. This is not unto death. This is a time that we're going to walk through, and we're going to look back on it and say, thank God we made it through it.
Amen. And that we're all the stronger for it. If we hold on to God and do it God's way, you're exactly right, that it is God that encourages us, not radical, chaotic anti-Americans that are into steal, kill, and destroy. And this is what's happening, and people need to discern, you know, the force that is behind this insanity that has enveloped our country right now, along with COVID-19, right?
Well, this is madman to get more madman. And you know, the hysteria is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
They also know that. But we have to always keep our eye on the prize and understand that the enemy uses race to divide us. But the enemy isn't race itself. You have good people, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Jewish, it doesn't matter. But these people will use race. And they will try to tell all black people that all white people are terrible, especially all white Christians, all white conservatives. They'll try to turn Hispanics against black people. They'll do all of this, but we would have to look for the common denominator. And the common denominator is our love for each other and our belief in Jesus Christ, our love for our God.
Exactly.
You know, I grew up understanding this, and the success that my family, I and all my friends have had is based on that. And it really hurts my heart. But I understand that this is an opportunity for people like you and for people like me to go and do our part now.
Yes.
One of the biggest travesties of this time, Martin Luther King Jr. said that in the 60s of the Civil Rights Movement, he said that the history is going to record that we not only have to repent from the children of darkness, the evil deeds, we have to also repent from the children of light because they did not speak up.
Exactly.
And we have to start speaking up. And as a black man, I'm saying that these people do not speak for me. They do not speak for most black people in America. BLM is a Marxist organization. Their job is to come in and try to destroy Christianity, which is the foundation of this nation. And they know that they can do that. If they destroy America, they can also destroy the rest of the world. We have to understand that this is a fight against good against evil, period.
Right. Exactly.
Period.
It's a globalist takedown. There's no doubt about it. Vince, for you, you say you grew up this way. When did you realize that the Democrats have used, and if anything is systemic, it has been the Democratic plan to use race to divide America? When did that realization come into focus that you finally realized somebody flipped the light switch and you said, oh my gosh, this is the source of the racial unrest?
I was running for Congress in 2000 against Jim Clyburn, who is now the whip for the Democratic Party. Jim's been there almost 30 years now, but this is 20 years ago,
right?
2000. And when I went to black ministers seeking their support, and I told them about what the Democratic Party was doing, because when I looked at their party platform and I saw that they were for that they supported abortion.
Yes, even then.
And that they were against school choice, putting prayer out of school, those things. And I said, well, the black pastors can't know this. You know, this is before everybody had the internet, iPhones, and things. This is the late 90s. So I said, I'm going to go and tell these guys about this. And when I tell them, I know they're going to see the light. They're going to come to my aid. And when I went down there and started talking to these guys, they knew it, and they did not care. They were concerned about one thing. How much money was I going to pay them? That's all. I would talk about abortion and the murder of children. They didn't care. I would talk about school choice and how we could hook our children back to Jesus Christ, let them pray and make men out of them. They did not care. I would talk about welfare reform, how we can start bringing the black family back together. They did not care. And I understood that the black church was the foundation, the pinnacle of a black society. And when I understood that these guys had actually thought, I mean, look, to a man, it was like it was absolute. It wasn't like there was some that said yes and some that said no. And before then, Bill, my father had told me when he saw I was going into politics, and my dad had been in the black into gospel music. He was a gospel music DJ and dealt with black preachers a lot, and he had been in gospel singing groups and whatnot. He told me, and I have this in my book. He said, "Son, I raised you to respect the church and to revere the black ministers." Now I got to tell you the truth about this. And he said, "You trust a bootlegger before you trust a black minister."
Wow.
He said that they are the crookedest profession in America. And I looked at my dad and I was shocked. He said, "You understand me now?" And I was like, "Oh, daddy's tripping." So I went out there and I found it to be true. And I understood why black people were such terrible, terrible trouble, because you had black ministers that on Sunday would tell you to follow the word of God, and then on Monday they would go out and support people that were undermining. And they were doing it almost absolutely, and it was really a shaking experience for me.
I bet.
But then when I studied the Civil Rights Movement and saw that it went all the way back to there, that when you had these communists and these Marxists involved in the movement, and it's documented that John F. Kennedy took Martin Luther King Jr. in the Rose Garden. He said, "Look, we're doing this civil rights legislation. We're going to do the march in Washington, but you got communists in your organization that have to go."
Yes.
And King denied that they were there. And whether he knew it or not before then, he knew it then. And but according to the books that I've read, he did not kick them out. They remained, and they infiltrated the black church. They brought in this terrible black liberation theology that told us that Jesus was despised and hated. Therefore, we are despised and hated, mm-hmm. and that we are the lowest of the low because Jesus was the lowest of the low, and that he would identify with us. And it made black people start feeling less than in their own country. And most of it came from the black church. And that's right. Why you saw so many black people start leaving the black churches, start going into integrated churches.
Exactly.
They wanted to be subjected.
Because they knew the difference between the lie and the truth. And the lie was becoming more and more obvious, and they were discernible enough to realize that that was the case. Vince, you say the politicians have been paying off the pastors. So you're saying that, whether you call it a tithe or whatever, but these politicians have bought off members of Jesus Christ Church.
Yeah, and this isn't strange, because Bill, you know your Bible like me, and you know that during the time of Jesus Christ, when he came about, his anger was focused on the Pharisees and the Sadducees. These guys were grabbing Jews and taking them to the Romans to have them killed.
Yeah.
They had sided with the Romans. Against their own people. Now, this is why all of Jesus' disciples were in the street. He didn't go to the synagogue to get his disciple. Matthew, Peter, all of these guys would say, I'm not going to be a part of that. Because they knew that these guys had sold the Jewish people to the Romans. And Jesus went straight to the street, started preaching, and when he went off, he would go off on the Pharisees and go off on the Sadducees for what they had done to his people, the false religion they were teaching them. And he said, and he told his disciples that there will be some that will come in my name that are going to do great work and going to be so good that they could fool the very elect, that there will be many that will come.
Yes,
and
exactly.
His disciples asked him, Lord, how will we know them? He said, you will know them by their fruits. He didn't say by their works, by what they do. He said by what they produce.
Mm.
Look at the balance sheet. And he said, you will not get good fruit from a rotten tree, and you will not get bad fruit from a good tree. Eat the fruit, and the tree will be like the same kind. If you look at the fruit of the black community, if you conclude that it is rotten, then you have to also conclude that the tree that it came from was rotten. And right now, the black community is in utter turmoil. You're seeing a genocide, a cultural genocide happening in the black community now, where people have actually turned against Christ. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist movement, anti-Christian. Yeah, you will see black preachers marching with an anti-Christian organization. That makes no sense, Bill.
Exactly. Well, it makes no sense.
Marching with them.
Yeah, it makes no sense that they've aligned themselves with Planned Parenthood, the very organization that planted their buildings in the midst of poor America amongst black communities, and why you have somewhere of 35-40% of abortions are affected on black Americans. I mean, this is a Holocaust, a modern day Holocaust, and anybody that brings that up, Dr. Ben Carson brought it up, and they all but wanted to tar and feather him for doing that.
Yes, and then they deflect and say that it's white people, that it's conservative. That's the other thing. They won't take responsibility. They always deflect.
Exactly.
They'll say, it's Donald Trump. It's the Republicans. There are no Republicans that run any part of the black community.
Exactly.
The Democratic Party controls all of it.
Got to leave it there until we meet again. Vince Ellison here on Bill Martinez Live.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do the